Good evening and welcome to Dax Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative, and brought to you by myself, Nigel, on my own in the studio tonight as usual, but with a big pile of CDs with me tonight, which best is described by definitely in the middle of the electronic list of those genres. So yeah, you're going to be hearing quite a bit of electronic stuff tonight, and I started there with a band that I kind of discovered on the last show a couple of weeks ago called Abofossen. I found one of their tracks on a compilation and played that for you and thought, I need to hear some more of these guys, and actually started looking around to see what they'd released, what kind of stuff was out there. Turns out they only went and released an album the other week. The album that track is from is called Dildale, or Didale, and it was released on the 28th of November. So I've got that one track there. That was a track called Crisis, called the Cant Kino mix of Crisis, and that is available on the second CD of the two CD edition of Didale, of which I haven't got my hands on the full CD yet, but I would think I will be doing, because I'm kind of warming to this band quite a bit, and so I will be getting hold of more of their stuff, and you're more than likely to hear that definitely in the future. But yes, tonight, what else am I going to do tonight? Well, I'm going to do pretty much the usual, which is play you a bunch of tunes and run down a bit of information about releases and news like that. And then at some point later in the show, actually run down gigs and clubs going on in the local area. Things well worth getting yourself along to. But for the moment, I'm going to continue. And like I said, still sticking with the electronic, here's some XP8.
Fast and ready, Diamond. You owe me blood.
Was the fantastically uncategorizable Alter de Ruin with a track from their latest album, Son of a Bitch, which was called You Owe Me Blood. Now, that album is actually warming on me quite a bit now, but I think I said in a previous show when I first got my hands on it that it seemed odd that one of the promo tracks I got earlier in the year wasn't on it. I've since found out that what's happening is it seems Alter de Ruin had a big bunch of material, not all of which suited one particular album, so they're splitting the release over two albums worth. So that's what the other promo track I've got will be from the forthcoming album in the new year. So that's very interesting to look out for, but also their concept of things not fitting together when their albums are really quite varied anyway. So it's going to be quite interesting to see what they consider didn't really fit in that respect. But this album, Son of a Bitch, is feeling very good. It's feeling like a nice, comfortable Alter de Ruin album, and they're doing well at what they do, which is pushing things a little bit where you just make things a little new and different and just leaving everyone just not quite knowing what to expect from you. And I think they're doing very well at that, and they're one of the most respected bands currently ploughing out material, I think, at this moment in that particular scene. Before that, we had Cy Avia with SOS Overdose from their forthcoming? I've got some information. Yes, I'll go back to that. From their album Introspection, Extrospection, which I'll go into the details in a minute, but that's one track that I think I got on promo for that one as well. So quite whether the album's out is up for debate. And before that, we had XP8 with Fragility from A Decade of Decadence, which I believe has been out about 3 weeks now. So that's all quite new stuff. But yeah, going back to Cy Avia with SOS Overdose. Now, it seems that Alpha Matrix are being a bit confusing with their release dates. I've found a couple of websites saying the Cy Avia new album, Introspection, Extrospection, is due out on the 25th of November, which means it should be out already, and that's essentially the date on the Alpha Matrix website as well. However, if you go to somewhere like Amazon where you try and buy the album, it says it's not being released until December the 5th, which means it's not out yet. There's like a 2-week period where is it out or is it not out? It's Schrodinger's release. And quite odd, well, not quite odd, but seemingly in parallel, you've got another band called Diffusion, who have got a new album out, coming out, called Winter Cities, which is both, again, on the label website, on the Alpha Matrix website, it's described as November 25th. and on websites like Amazon, it's described as December the 5th. So these two albums where I've got the odd track on promo or on a compilation or something like that, so I'm playing them to you. But whether you can actually go out and buy these, I certainly can't find anywhere where you can buy them. One shop says it's got them in stock, but whether they'll actually ship them before December the 25th, no idea. December the 25th? December the 5th. I'm getting my 5th and 25th muddled up. So yes, so that's two interesting pieces of news. A couple of albums on their way out, presumably, and hopefully I'll have my hands on them by the time of the next show, so I can play you other tracks that aren't the handful I've got so far. But yeah, interesting stuff like that. I'll be playing some Diffusion. That's in my pile of CDs to play. I'll be playing some of that coming up in the show in a little bit. And the other thing I was going to tell you was essentially what I told you in the opening break, which was the band Aberforsen have got an album out on 28th of November, which is only a couple of days ago. So hopefully I'll be able to get my hands on the full album of that soon as well. Right, now to continue the tunes with a slight change of pace. It's all been quite very bleep electronic. This is much more in the style of what I'd call synth pop. But it's not absolutely brand spanking new like most of the stuff I've already played so far. This is from an album of Go from My Dinner Box. This is from Lost Alone, and this is a beautiful track called Change.
This is not a matter of my youth. I do not need anybody else. Bonds would put my mind into cells.
Thank you. thing is about control. I must never sleep, nor ever fall. Anything is possible for me. I must never doubt and finally be free. And finally be free.
You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Code 64 with SOL from their album Trialogue. And before that, we had the beautiful sounding Mind in a Box with Change from Lost Alone. Two actually quite storming tracks, in my opinion. But now it's time for running down the gigs, clubs and general events in the local area for the next few weeks. And it's well worth starting out with something quite local. We have Carpe Noctem again here in Bradford. It's going to be held at the Gasworks tomorrow night, Friday the 2nd of December. And it's going to be the band club night combo, as it quite often is. So band-wise, we have Alice Moving in the Skies and headline from Rhombus, the mighty Rhombus, who played fantastically at Whitby, as far as I can tell, with a hugely increased lineup. But I think this will just be Rhombus standard size, which is, well, really good anyway, usually. So I should be getting myself along to that. That runs from 8:30 p.m. till 3 a.m. I believe the bands are going to roughly be on stage around 9 p.m. then 10 p.m. And then after the bands finish roughly around 11, I think it's going to go into the club night till 3 a.m. So more information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. But the important factor for everyone's wallet is it's free entry. So you get to see two bands, Rhombus, who are one of my particular favourites as well. So a storming band there, definitely, for free with a club night thrown in. So fantastic stuff. What are you sitting at home for, really, when there's music like that occurring? Following that, we have on Saturday the 3rd of December, a bit further away, the Xmas Flock over at the Library Pub in Leeds. Again, it's doing a band club night combo, as it were. The bands this time are Berlin Black and The Last Cry. Berlin Black, a particular favourite of mine, but I believe there's the support The Last Cry are headlining this time. Followed by the Flock Club Night. Again, I believe the timings are doors 7:30, club night from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. So I assume the first band will be about 8 and the second band will be about 9, running till 10, and then it becomes club night. Cost for that is £4 in advance. That gets you into the band bit, which you can stay in for the rest of the night and the club night. I think if you're just interested in the club night, it probably costs roughly the same. I don't have the exact price in front of me, but I've read this out so many times. I think it is £4 before midnight. So that's more information can be found at sheepish.net/flock if you want to confirm those details. It's always a good idea. I sometimes get things wrong. And of course, also sometimes things change between when this programme goes out and when the events happen, so it's always worth double-checking. Now, also on Saturday the 3rd of December, if you are listening to this streamed online and you're actually more over in the Manchester direction, or in fact, you fancy just a bit of travelling, getting away from such local events, there is something special happening in December, on Saturday December 3rd, at the Mineshaft in Manchester. It's called Black Planet. It's a regular night, and this is their Xmas fundraiser. Now, it seems one of their regular DJs has passed away quite suddenly a few weeks ago, but it seems like lots of people have got together to run a massive night with a massive raffle kind of in his honour, and also to raise money for one of his favourite charities, which is Help the Heroes. So I'll now spend a couple of minutes running down exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. It seems DJ-wise, they've got Jeff Lee from Modulate Wendy House, DJ Richard, who's DJed Underworld in Manchester and Dead Stars, DJ No Name, which is Brian Bedlam Brian from up in Glasgow, AD3K from Analog Trash, Matty from Sin City and Club Lash, Reese, who's also in Modulate but DJed Implant, DJ Angst, also from Analog Trash, DJ Psycho Magnets, X-Midian, and that's quite a lineup of DJs. We also have a bunch of raffle prizes, which I believe costs £1 to get a ticket at that particular event, and the prizes have been albums donated by bands, albums, T-shirts and other merchandise donated by bands such as Deviant UK, Skin Job, System FX, Analog Angel, ESA, Autoclave 1.1, Needle Factory, XP8, NACMAR, The Gothicals, Caustic, Kiev, 13th Monkey, Decoded Feedback, Isolation Division, XPQ21 and Code 64. There's golden tickets that are being given away as part of the prizes. The first one gets you free entry into Sin City, Black Planet and Rusty Cage from January to June in 2012, so lots of Manchester stuff there. This is all Manchester themed clearly, but you know, it's well worth listing all this good stuff. Second will allow the bearer one free entry, bearer and one guest free entry into Ara, Megabyte, Beta Complex, Darkside, Preston during the month of January. The list goes on. I'm not going to go into all the details. Oh, there's some a pair of Resistance tickets to win. There's a pair of Infest tickets to win. All these are possible prizes from the raffle where the proceeds go to Help the Heroes. Now, if you want to get along to that night, doors cost £4. I can't remember if I said, but I think it runs 10... No. I don't actually have the times it runs. I think it's something like 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. But yeah, Google, search on Facebook for Black Planet Manchester. You'll find all the details there. It sounds like it's going to be a storming night, stunning night, with a raffle going to a very worthy charity. Ooh, now I feel like I'm relaxed now I've finished saying all that stuff. Now we have also coming up later in the month, Saturday the 17th of December is the Christmas Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. That runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. as usual. It's £5 on the door as usual. And the theme for this one, there isn't always a theme, but sometimes it's quite often is a masquerade theme. So more information about that can be found at wendyhouse.org. Now, worth mentioning is also on Friday the 30th of December is the Phono Reunion. Now, if you've ever hung around this scene any amount of time, going back to the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, there was a bar called the Phono in Leeds. It was well known for playing kind of punky, gothy, alternative stuff. It was the home of the alternative crowd, certainly in Leeds, and it was very instrumental in that scene in general. But there are occasionally reunion events where they get two or three of the DJs from back in those days to play tunes from back in those days. And there's one happening at The Wire in Leeds on Friday the 30th of December. Now, all the details are at a Facebook event. I have got to a couple of these reunions before, and they're well worth getting along to. They are oodles of fun. It does make you wonder why no one's running one of these nights quite more regularly than once every 6 months or so. But yes, oodles of fun, well worth getting along to if you remember the old Phono days, or if you're just around Leeds on the second to last day of the year and fancy a good old school alternative night. Right, I think that's enough waffling from me. Time for more tunes. Here is a track I wanted to play last show. However, I was playing loads of new stuff last show, but the CD with this on, it was a kind of a burnt CD because it was an e-purchase. It was an MP3 purchased online. It got burnt onto a CD, but the CD got corrupted. It just got a scratch on it or something, and no amount of cleaning would resurrect the CD. And unfortunately, I was grabbing the CD as I was leaving the house to come and record the show, so I couldn't actually play this track, unfortunately. So what I've done is I've reburnt a new fresh copy of this from the MP3s. But yeah, this is Potwilly itself. This is the new album from the new Potwilly itself, called A New Noise Designed by Sadus, and this track's called Old School Cool.
No other way.
have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Diffusion with a track called DBD, brackets, While You Can, close brackets, from their only just or just about to be released album Winter Cities on Alpha Matrix, who seem to have confusing release dates. And before that, we had Populate Yourself with Old School Cool, with a track called, track called Old School Cool from A New Noise, designed by a sadist, which is a pretty darn good album, to be honest. That's really grown on me as that album, even though I've only had it a month or two. You have been listening to the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm going to leave you tonight with a track by Aesthetic Perfection. Now, Aesthetic Perfection have a new album out, which a lot of my friends are now saying, you know, they're really enjoying it, they think it's great. And I've had a quick listen, and it's not really clicked with me. It's not really kind of sunk in as a great album, and I can't really bring myself to go, right, yeah, listen to this, I think it's great, because I don't at the moment. I really want to, but I can't see what my friends see in it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you with a track from the previous album called A Violent Emotion, and this is a track called The Ones. And, I'll be back in a fortnight's time, hopefully with more new tunes, and enjoy yourself. Bye.